The Art of the Possible. The podcast as dramatic ruse for dramatic storytelling. One evening, years ago, I was performing in a small but well-known club in Hollywood. The weather was prohibitive, especially by Los Angeles standards, where a little rain stops the city. But this evening was extreme: road closures, car accidents. I called the club, thinking it would be closed, but sure enough, it wasn't. The club had booked 70 people, but I arrived to an audience of one. My pianist asked, "What do we do?" I replied, "Well, we have an audience." We performed to one person that night. I didn't cut the show short, but I did slightly modify to allow that one audience member to feel at liberty to enjoy the performance without elevating the obvious awkwardness of an empty club, to enjoy the direct communication between myself and him. I invited him to sit right in front, drift and imagine, laugh, cry, dip into the creative temperament and space of Brecht and Weill. That performance was not only memorable, but it taught me something about my own craft and my deep respect for the precious connection between audience and performer. It's active, not passive. Having studied with one of the foremost Weill interpreters in my early 20s, I was weaned on the dramatic dialectic of Brecht and Weill, where the audience is both student and teacher, and more importantly, where we speak out against the overwhelming contradictions and thereby redefine ourselves. The world has had a number of trying years, and COVID was only the tip of a diseased iceberg. I speak primarily for America, because up until the last 4 years, America has been my homeland. As I watched the BBC nightly from my new home in Edinburgh, the America I thought I knew had become a crass and cruel stranger where the truth was divided into versions of the truth, where the personal truth became a valued oxymoron for political extremists attempting to sport the pretense of rational thought and normality. Meanwhile, artful expression went silent in lockdown, overtaken by the angry volley of rhetoric on social media, and for as much as I'd like to perceive social media dialogue as conversation, it isn't. We don't find answers, explore problems. Instead, we judge, sometimes hit back against propaganda, lie, widen the crevasse of tribalism, and indulge in everything but conflict resolution. Arguably, artists say what is recklessly expressed on social media with tools that are far more succinct, thought-provoking, and impactful. Craft, the benefit of mentors, and the understanding of dramatic structure, a poetic metaphor and simile. Artists are empaths and teachers. This is why artists should be thought leaders, and as such, we must endeavor ways to make sure our voices are heard. But if you're not a pop singer at the top of your heap with the mighty engine of big bucks management behind you, how do you continue to bring value when theaters are dark, galleries are closed, and online interface is only as good as your social media presence? Moreover, we're a visual world. Our children had drifted away from reading thought-provoking novels for the quick language of image. They reject listening to meaningful music jammed with content. Listen to Miles or Mozart? Are you kidding? The truth is, all of us manage so much information on a daily basis that we have forgotten how to listen. Is it any wonder that we speak at cross purposes? For as much as I appreciate video and YouTube as archival devices, as a stage director, I have never seen a staged work rendered in film that captures the magic of theater, of live experience. To reach in, reach out, to break the fourth wall. But the podcast, what I prefer to call the spoken word, does. It's an intimate space where the actor speaks directly to us in the same room, our heads. Meanwhile, our minds have permission to drift onto the private stage of our unique imaginations. In some ways, the interface between the storyteller and the listener is an active and artful collaboration. Remember the dialectic of Brecht and Weil? Of student and teacher? Of breaking the fourth wall and speaking out against the contradictions? The American intent is inspired in part by my own life as an artist, all those metaphorical airline tickets to new modes of expression. It is a place for me to mentor, encourage, and lead artists into the confidence of other technological platforms for their unique voices, a place for them to persist in what they do best despite the worst of times, a place for artists motivated to speak on tough life subjects with eloquence. But it's not a place. It's a stage, a different stage, albeit, but a stage. Many of the artists performing in this year's podcast tent were baffled by the concept of doing their kind of theater without the visual component. For example, some are musicians who must look at slightly readjusting a live musical performance by telling stories not simply through music, but through their innate lyrical connection to what drives music. Always a story. The question is, how do you tell that story? How do you create theater out of what might seem too familiar to be theatrical? Ask any playwright. They might argue that you could write a hard-hitting theatrical scene around washing the dishes. I've spent some time reinforcing the idea that what we create for stage, even what the visual artist might create for a gallery, is forever invested in telling a story. And here's the bonus. We stop reaching only for the product and start celebrating the process. The process of how we start with pen, ink, musical note, watercolor, idea, and then journey from there to the final work. It's a wonderful story. One that audiences often take for granted, and yet, for the artist, it is the better part of glory. We want to bear out that process in a manner that engages audiences and speaks to them as much as the final work. To explore how we get from point A to point B, with rich descriptions, honest intention, and passion. What is the process for creating a podcast as opposed to a piece of theater for stage? Learning to speak to one person with as much desire toward positive impact as we speak to many.